Blog Talk Radio.
He got the whole world in his hand, he do. But I want to say, I want to talk a little bit about the first record played where all the singers got together. We are the people of the world. We are the people of the world. I'm telling you right now, wherever you at, whatever you're doing, God is in control. Our shape, our ancestors. This being the last Sunday in the year, I'm going to really talk about some of the agenda that we're going to be doing next year, and you become involved, because there's a lot happening. Racism, white supremacy is still going strong in Texas. They got rid of black principal because he was talking about what happened in Oklahoma where blacks were buried and killed. And the white group said, we don't want him to talk about that, because that makes our children feel like that they involved. They is involved. Their mom and daddy did it. They is involved. We don't want it, because the black kids, it makes them the truth. The Americans don't want the truth to come out about racism, white supremacy. And some of you is upholding racism, white supremacy, because you won't speak the truth. Football players, basketball players, people that are in high places, they try to look though. You can't look the other way. You got to deal with white supremacy. Racism is in our school, is in our politics, it's in every part of America. It's in it. And the only way we're gonna stumble out in 2022 is deal with the. Look how many brothers going to jail. Look what happened to the brother, got shot down there. Three cops shot him, didn't do nothing. See what happened in Minnesota. The one girl, one lady shot the man through a taser, but it two or three others been killed with nothing done. White primitive racism is alive in America. Don't sit comfortable Sunday morning going to church and hearing no talking about Jesus coming and death is falling all the way around you. And then they go out, black crime. Look at white crime. Look at the bombers and the killing they did in Vietnam and Korea. Killed our black boys. Didn't come home. You have to understand what's going on this morning. This is the last Sunday of 2021. What can happen? The city is still full of chaos. Now, I want to say this here to you. And you know, you can listen or you can hang up. $6 trillion was spent in Afghanistan. Let me say it again. $1 trillion was spent in Afghanistan. Those people, they brought those people over here. Gave them somewhere to stay, gave them checks, made him. What about reparation for the blacks? What about reparation? Biden ain't said nothing about reparation for black folks. And we was him before all of them got there. We was him before Biden got him. Our ancestors were him. Let's call a spade a spade. We still crept under the slavery mentality. And it's 2021 going into 2022. That's what's happening. I want to keep it real this morning before I get what you think happening. Dealing with this advantage, we're dealing with this virus, which is man-made. They start messing with chemicals and stuff, and then lying, they drop it over in Africa. They couldn't kill all the people in Africa, so they come over in China. Ain't nobody never said, America, this what happened. They said, well, we got the virus. Take the booster shot. Some people paying $100 for the booster shot in some places. And the European countries are shut down. Now they got the pill. They got all of that stuff. Who making money? The pharmaceutical company making the money. Who dying? Black folk and white folk. We had 5 police that died up here in Chicago when the police union said, don't get the shot. I'm going to tell you it's him. Well, you might understand. You got to go back to Mother Nature. You got to go back. Dr. Christian, I see you on the line. I want you to get Revelation for me. Get Revelation 22 and 1, 2, and 3, and get Proverbs 22, 1, 2, and 3. I want to read that before I get into that, but I want you to know the only way you're going to get healed, you got to go back to God. The only way you're going to get free is you have to stand together. We're so divided now, and we fight each other. But this is the way it's supposed to be. This is where they're working it. Marcus Garvey. They put him out of the country and said, if you come back, we're going to put you, and they put him out of the country. Marcus Garvey wasn't a citizen. He was from Haiti. They sent him. If Marcus Garvey was talking the same talk we're talking right now, free the black man and stop saying we're inferior. Now, they don't, in Texas, they don't want right now. They fired a black principal because he told them what happened in Tulsa, Oklahoma, where 300 people were killed. They burned the town down. They never did get reparations to Tuscarora. They hid it for 100 years. That all them blacks were killed and murdered. Who did it? White folks. White racist folks did it, and the government come in and backed them up. Now, look up your history. You love America. Look at your history. Look what they've been doing. Now, I want to say to him, black folks put Biden in. I want to ask the question, what have Biden did for black folks? Now, I want you to tell me when I open the line up, what have Biden did for black folks? They brought them Afghanistan over here. They gave them they spent $6 trillion over there fighting, and they brought all of them over here. They in Texas, they in Illinois, they in Minnesota, they in Mississippi, Arkansas. Now, them and the next people, gonna be racist against black folks. They're gonna be black folks. You don't supposed to be. And we was already here for the Italian come, for the Jews come. Black folks were here. Wake up. This is 2022. Get yourself together. Get your business together. I want to say this. You might not like it. In the black community, Arab got the liquor stores and the grocery stores, and then you got the Indian people got Subway, Dunkin' Donut. Ain't nobody saying nothing. Where's the black? Blacks ain't working now. They on the corner. You see what I'm talking about? The only thing going in the black community, Dr. Chris, is a funeral home. And they kill it. They got a program for young blacks to kill each other, kill their mamas and dads, because they throw all the guns out and put the gun. You can get a gun better. You can get a McDonald's hamburger. This is real talk. Now, if people don't like this, they call it racist. I'm gonna play a little bit of Malcolm. Now, if Malcolm was living and he talked to him, you know what the white folks said? He's racist.
To understand this, you have to go back to what young brother here referred to as the house Negro and the field Negro back during slavery. There was two kinds of slaves. There was the house Negro and the field Negro. The house Negro, they lived in the house with master. They dressed pretty good. They ate good because they ate his food because he left. They lived in
Malcolm talked about it. Even the homosexual got more rocked black folks. The homosexual took our race. The homosexual have took off. LBG ain't no LBG. That's a lie. Blacks is buying into the lie. They're buying into the lie. Ain't nothing happened in slavery. We was in slavery. And you scared to talk about slavery. You gonna sit up there and don't talk about the truth to your children. You have to let them know the truth. That means they acting so because you've been lying to them. Oh, it's all right. It's over with. It ain't over with. You can't get a job. It's hard for you to get a job. Now, if God could shut everything down, or they want to hide you now, but they don't want to pay you. Dr. King, I'm going to play a little of Dr. King, too, because I can tell you about what happened with Marcus Garvey. Garvey was talking the same stuff that Martin Luther King talking, the same talk that Elijah Muhammad talked. We have to do for self. Going in 2022, you got to get your own business. I'm not looking for the government to kill you. Because that virus, people done took the booster shot and they still got it. You got to go to Mother Nature. You got to go to God, go to Earth and get your healing, man. Woman, you got to get your healing. They told the people, don't get on the plane. You know, all the people got on the plane. They said, if I'm going to die, I'm going to die at home with mama. So I'm saying? Now, that lets you know some of this stuff is a hoax. Some of this stuff is messing with you. The church is shut down. The church, don't bully down. The church is from God. The mosque shut down. I see the Pope is doing this. Ain't that many folks. I'm going to tell you this morning what's happening. Well, you know what's going on. Preachers ain't talking about it. Bishops ain't talking about it. The Pope ain't talking about it. The imams ain't talking about it. The rabbis ain't talking about it. They're keeping it undercover. But I'm going to tell you what's wrong. Trump with his lying self, and they want to say he's the greatest ever being. That's a lie from the pits of hell. He was working out of Hitler's playbook, and Hitler was a murderer. He murdered 6 million Jews and so many blacks. This is real talk. Now, if they said cut me off the air for telling the truth, and that's what they're trying to do. If Malcolm was living, they'll say, well, he's racist. He's just telling you what happened. What happened in Tulsa, Oklahoma? They kept it here for 100 years. Let me say it again. They come into town and kill blacks, shot them, burn the town down, bomb the town, and they hid it. Black folks didn't know what happened. Didn't nobody know what happened with historic people that did research. And they said, oh, it's all right. It's not all right. Your children have to know where they come from and what's happening to them. We are getting ready. And we got brothers in jail with the Bloods and the Crips. They in jail because they protest. You got Jeff Ford in jail for 100 years. You got Larry Hoover in jail for because they was marching in Chicago, and the political system put them in jail. And all the people put them in jail, they dead. The judge dead, the prosecutor dead, but them two young men is in jail because they had a plan. They have blacks to kill each other, but if them two young men were out, they could change this thing. And blacks won't say nothing. What's wrong with us? Here's Trump get all his people out of jail. We know they're criminals. And here's Jeff Ford. And here's Larry Hoover. They've been in jail for 40 years. They ain't killed no 100 people. They ain't stormed the government. They ain't went and broke windows out in the government. They still in prison. What's wrong with the congressman? What's wrong with the mayor and the governor? The people in power saying, let these two young men out where they can start a building this neighborhood. You ain't going to stop no crime out until you get some leadership. They took the leadership out. In Detroit, they took the leadership. In New York, they took the black leadership. In New York, they took the black leadership. In California, they took the black leadership. And the brothers that got money got to put money back to get these brothers out of jail. That's what we got to do in 2022, 2023, 2024. These brothers got to come out of jail to support the Dr. Martin Luther King movement and Bishop Turner. I'm going to be supporting it. SCLC, Marcus Garvey movement, Malcolm X movement, Martin Luther King movement, and the C.L. Abraham. We're going to be doing that next year. So you got to get ready. You're talking about the black-on-black crime. When you talk about crime, you ain't talking about crime. There is a crime to let all these guns and AK-47. Congress is getting the money. The Republicans got the money from the Rights Association. That's a crime. It's a crime when the guy won't pass the bill, somebody he getting money from the special interest group, but he didn't want to pass the bill where women can carry their children and go to nursing home, and people can get money. And the people in his state, in Virginia, said they want to be able to get some money because they got the black lung disease, and when Obama was in, he was giving them a check. Trump come, he cut the check off, so he can open up the mine. He can't open up the mine because the mine is caving in. Earthquakes and storms and floods. How can you open up? And this other guy that said he don't want to pay the bill, he's letting his people starve because he get paid. The Republican is working out a Hitler playbook. Y'all better wake up. They ain't doing nothing for the people. No, I'm through with that. Thank you, Whoopi. I was listening to They On Point. They be telling what's going on. Okay, I just want to say that. I want you to get ready this morning. This is, I hope you have a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Jesus reading for the sea. But it's time for you to say, I want to be debt free in 2022, and I want to be healed. Because the theme of the theme next month is divine healing. That means ain't no pill, no shot, no booster. God got to heal you. And God can't heal you that you get back and be righteous. Some of you are so evil, you're playing out of the devil playbook. Father, devil, you're the devil. You got to play out of God's playbook, righteousness, the right man, the right woman. And some of you don't want to, all you just want a dollar. Dollar will carry you to hell. The dollar will kill you. But if you love, that's when I prayed the first song, we the people of the world. We got it, but we have to stand up. They dropped that virus over in Africa. They dropped it over in all of them. It's together on this mess, y'all. The European countries know. But you say, oh, I'm going to die. Hey, if you're going to die, you're going to die anyway. You're going to die with a right mind. This stuff make you crazy. Them children getting that shot, you don't know what's going to happen 20 years after they get 15 to 16. You don't know what that stuff do. Y'all better hear what I'm saying? But going in 20, we're going to be guided by the word of God. We're going to be guided by the ancestors. Ashe, and the angels of God. I want to say this in. This is our theme. God's financial covenant for 2022, where you can get on with your life and be blessed. I ain't got to go back to talk about Matthew, Mark, Luke. Y'all talking about right now, 2022, what you going to do? What you going to fix? Something you ought to, it's something that you ought to pick up in 2021, and you should have a message for somebody. Now, I'm going to open the line up, okay? I'm going to open the line up. If you got a testimony, press 1 on your phone. Your testimony will be open up. 41-19, I got you open up. 81-30, I got you open up. I got one testimony from a sister, Riley. She said God had healed her since she had the COVID, so that she didn't take no shots. She got healed because she stayed with God. 41-19, I got your line open. Now, don't be cussing because your line open. People going to hear you now. Okay. Dr. Christian, I got your line open. Will you read that scripture I told you to read?
Could you review it with me? You said okay. Revelations.
Revelation 22, verse 1, 2, and 3. And Proverb 22, verse 1, 2, and 3. Now, this is going to get people over for 2022. If they read it and reread it, they're going to get a revelation knowledge. And revelation knowledge don't mean you're going to get up, you're going to get it from God. If you're righteous enough, if you ain't stop lying. I'm talking to you this morning. This is the last Sunday in the year. You ought to get your act together. Stop whole-mugging, lying, and trying to run games, and get ready. Say, I'm going to be a woman of God. I'm going to be a man of God. I'm going to make things happen. The reason things ain't happen, you ain't call on your ancestors. You don't do it yourself. You listen to what ABC, all CNN, all of them said. They don't mean nothing. And Trump hollered on TV, I took a shot. He been taking the shot, doing everything, but lying. Okay? So what I'm saying, this is the scripture, and I want you to read Psalms 119 today. Don't wait till tomorrow. 119. Read it 4 ways. If you got a problem with that, call me and I'll tell you. Now, one thing I want you to do, I want you to plant a seed for your needs. If you plant a seed, I don't care how much you plant, when you plant that seed, you're going to get a blessing. You're going to get a harvest, new home, new car, new man, new job. All you got to do is see, God know your heart. And once you begin in that practice, things will work for you. Let me tell you, I'm going to read this, Dr. Christian. Read Jeff Ford, Free Harry Hoover for 2022-23 support by SCLC, Marcus Garvey Movement, Malcolm X Movement, Martin Luther King Movement, and Bishop Turner, Bishop Cook, and Reverend Turner, and many more preachers and politicians going to be working for that. It's time for us to come together. Anytime white folks get together in Texas and go to the school board and get a principal fired because he just told them what happened in Tulsa. We don't want our children. We don't want our children to hear that because it might make them feel that they respond. Yeah, they respond because their dad and mama did it. And the only way for them not to respond, for them to repent. So I didn't do that. Mama and daddy did. So white folks trying to cover up slavery. And black folks won't help them cover it up. You can't cover up what happened to you. Somebody knocked you side your head. You go, they didn't hit me. You know, blacks were killed. Look at Emmett Till, Mecca Evers, that was killed down in Mississippi. And the 100 people killed in Mississippi, Alabama, was hung and lit. You can't hide that. If you want to hide that, something wrong with you, sister. Wrong with you, brother. You got to stand tall. So I'm black and I'm proud. Did you know? That James Brown was followed by the FBI and CIA, trying to shut James Brown down because he was saying, I'm black and I'm proud. Dr. Martin Luther King was followed by the FBI, and they lied and wrote letters to his wife to say he's homosexual. So the man had a little sex. What's wrong with having a little sex? Don't want you no sissy, no bulldog. That's what's wrong. You done bought into what they selling up. Let me play Dr. King. I'm going to bring you back, Dr. Christian. I'm going to fight today. You need to get it together and stop playing and get together, man and woman.
But if not, there was a day when many, we must also realize that the problems of racial injustice and economic injustice cannot be solved without a radical redistribution of political and economic power.
We read one day, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But if a man doesn't have a job or an income, he has neither life nor liberty and the possibility for the pursuit of happiness. He merely exists. Estimated that we spend $322,000 for each enemy we kill in Vietnam, while we spend in the so-called war on poverty in America only about $53 for each person classified as poor. The promises of the Great Society have been shut down on the battlefield of Vietnam, making the poor, white and Negro, bear the heaviest burdens both at the front and at home.
Martin Luther King telling you what's happening in Vietnam. That was a war about oil and rubber. And telling you all the people been killed in Vietnam, right here in America. Dr. King telling you that if you can't get a job and they got a stigma on you that you're black, and you're telling people white is better than black. Oh, they ain't saying that. They said in the boardroom. How many black executives you got on the board of these big corporations? On NBC, ABC, how many black? None. They just started putting some on now. What happened to George Floyd? What happened to Emmett Till, Michael Evers? See, racism is still black, and they cover it up. They don't want young folks to know about Dr. King. When they talk about Malcolm X, he was racist. No, he was telling the truth. Anytime you tell the truth, they're going to say you're racist on the job. They didn't want you to have your hair plaited. They didn't want you to wear all kinds of crazy stuff. We went along with it to try to get along. I don't want to get along with nobody. I want to be a real man, a real woman. And I ain't got to be homosexual. You ain't got to be no homosexual to be a real man. EBT, like EBT is a funnel, is a bunch of shit. Now, I said it, this is last, I said it's nothing but another cover-up. Is a part of white supremacy, racism, the LBG community. I don't care who in it, how much money they got, it's covering, it's stopping blacks from going to the next level. You're looking for a man, he gay. Looking for a woman, she's trying to act like a man. Well, where'd that come from? Come out of slavery. Come, that's another form of slavery. If you that way, I pray for you to get healed, because that ain't normal. That's not God. God made man and woman. Huh? Oh, y'all didn't like it. And they preaching that because they said you're going to put them out to church. They ain't gonna tell you that. That's wrong. You don't believe it? Look at Romans 1:26. Read it for yourself. Romans 1:26. God turned over the revelation. God turned it over. It ain't right. I'm going to leave that alone. Well, it's all right. No, it ain't. Until we stop lying about what's going on with us, until we bring our children to the truth, our husband, our wife, bring them to the truth. See, the black men ain't no good. We just good as any other man. We love our family. We love our children. But they tell you, you better than him. Look at all the anchor persons. How many anchor people they got is black? They got black women. They know black men is doing too much of nothing. They got them in prison. That's the way white criminal racism. Dr. Christian, God bless you this morning. You can read that.
Okay, Bishop. I will be reading Revelation.
Well,
chapter
Dr. Christian.
Can you hear me?
Dr. Christian. Yeah. Yeah. Hold on. Before you do that, this is the last Sunday in 2021. If you didn't learn nothing, and nothing 2021, something wrong with you. If God ain't showed you nothing in 2021, I'm going to Detroit to 3884. Do you have something you want to say about what happened in 2021? Time is open. I don't hear you. Okay. Well, we're getting her together. Well, you getting your phone together. We're going to Chicago, 4019. Tell me how you feel for 21 and what you're looking for 2022. 4019, you're on now.
Good morning, everybody. Happy holidays. 2021, it was kind of up and down for me. I recently was blessed with a job. For 2022, I expect it to be a blowout year, a wonderful year for myself and my family.
God bless you, young lady. And I want to tell you this, you weathered the storm. And if you went that far, God going to give you a bang, bang, boom, bong, bang year. Let me say it again. Bing, bang, bang, boom. Yeah.
I accept it, Bishop. Thank you so very much. Thank you.
I'm going to, right now, I'm going to 81. This is in Detroit, 8138. You on the air. What 21 doing for you and what you looking for in 2022?
Well, in 22, I hope I have better. I want to have better health, Bishop, in 2022, and I want to be able to do things that I usually do before I had the stroke. I want to be financial. I need my financial to go up.
Okay, you need a financial blessing, right? One,
yes.
I want to send you God's covenant. God, financial covenant. I'm gonna get that to you. But I want everybody to not just read this stuff. I want everybody to get their Bible and get it to you, understanding of what you're saying. If you don't take care of your health, you ain't gonna get healed. If you wait on the pills that they make, that what all them pills gonna do is stop this a little bit. But you need a direct healing. And it comes to you, and I'm going to tell you, 2022, young lady, God will give you what you want, seeing you in your home. I hope this next year, when it goes to going out of 22, you tell me, I got my house. Thank you, so I'm going to put that on the plate for you. Now, I'm going, I'm at 4119, this is Chicago. 4119, I want to know, and that's what people want to know, what the 2021 bring to you and what you're looking for in 2022. I want to say this before you get on. I want to tell people, we are spirit, let me meet the bell, where I'm trying to answer it. Now, everybody that talk, I want your grandma, your great-grandma, ancestors, I tell you, your mama, your daddy, to come and aid you in 2022. Now, you might not believe it. You might be in a program where the ancestors don't come. I invoke the angel. I invoke the ancestor. I say. And they come and sit by your bedside and give you knowledge and wisdom. Okay, I'm going to Chicago, 4119. So now. I got 4119 still now. Okay. I'm going to where I'm at now. Okay, I got that's 4119 still now. Okay, talk a little loud. The people can't hear you. I can hear you. I don't know what happened with your phone. But I'm going to go down to 32. I'm going to to 3232. Okay, I got you on the line. Okay, I want to tell you, sister, I don't know if you're here or not, but I'm going to tell you, young man, the job that you're seeking, you're going to get. And I want to tell you, and God going to put your family back together. One is in Texas, one in Ohio. When y'all come back together, it'll be all right. Thank you, kind spirit. Okay, that's that. Get that together. Okay, I'm going to, these are some of the people we'll be talking to. And I want you to know that we'll get you back on. Okay. Thank you, kind spirit. Let me see. I got this one. Okay. Some people, they texted me what's going on with them. Okay. When they text me, I'm going to tell you exactly what they're saying. You know. Joseph, okay, I got you. Joseph, I want to tell you that you've been sick all this year, but I'm going to tell you, 22, your sickness going to go away. Get ready for a breakthrough in your sickness, okay? Thank you, Chancellor. I got more than that, but it's so many, I can't get everybody. I can't get everybody that's on the line, but I just want to tell everybody, Dr. Christian, you come on and read what you need. First, Dr. Christian, before you come, you can tell us what you did for 2021 and then tell us what you're going to do for 2022. I just feel God is going to open up some doors for people listening, that are obeying, and really getting ready for God. I don't have no doubt in your mind, because the devil's trying to attack people's minds. I mean, these young folks' minds. Here's a young folks breaking a car dealership. Steal some keys. They ain't got $2 in their pocket to buy no gas. The mind messed up. So we got to pray that we turn all this witchcraft and magic that's going on within our people. It's focused on our people. And I'm going to tell you a little bit. Go ahead on, Dr. Christian.
God bless everyone. Giving honor to Gator and to Bishop this morning. We thank you, Grand Rising, to everyone. I'm just thanking the Creator for the opportunity of life and looking forward to doing more in 2020. We do have a collaboration going on for next year, and I pray many of you get an opportunity to join us. We're not sure if it's going to be via Zoom or we'll actually have a physical conference. I guess it all depends on where this virus is going. Well, we pray many of you will get to join the Seed of Abraham and a couple of other organizations as we move forward to talk about what's going on with our parenting skills. So that's what we're looking forward to in 2022. This morning I come to you the Revelations chapter 22, verse 1 through 3, and it reads, He shows me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. And in the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bears 12 manners of fruit, and yields her fruit every month, and the leaves of the trees for where the healing of the nation. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. I have now read to you Revelation chapter 22,
verse 1. There shall be no more curse. The healing of the tree for the priest. That herb, people. The leaves is herb. Ain't nothing can heal you but the herb. What you think they put in them pills? Herb. You get all that rubbish. Change your diet. Change your mind. Change your walk. Once you do that, you can get healed. You never get healed. They're going to give you in ears, but right now, they're taking another booster. When they get through with the booster here, you're going to get another booster here. So you're going to take three shots and two. Something ain't right by that picture. If that bad, you got to go to God. We got to go to the Creator.
Mm-hmm. Praise
God. You see what I'm saying? This is the program of you that you need to take shots all the time. Our ancestors didn't take shots. Grandma didn't take none. Papa didn't take none. Why are you taking it all? We have to change the way we think. We have to come off the grid. And you have to come off of that and go to Mother Nature. There's a lot of people, I heard, a lot of people moving out of the city, going to the country where they can have a garden, where they can be around the trees and stuff. That's what I heard. Thank you, Kansas. Now, he said, God showed me a pure river of water. Isn't that what it said, Dr. Green?
Yes, sir.
And in the midst was a tree, right?
Yes, the fruit.
Where
a tree that bears fruit.
From the earth. There ain't nothing wrong with you. Now, I'm going to blow your mind.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with you hugging a tree.
Hey, glory.
Our ancestors used to hug trees and talk to them. Huh?
Yeah.
How many of them hugged a tree? I learned down south, my grandfather said, go ahead and hug that tree and tell him what you want. I hugged that tree. I thought it was crazy, but sometimes you got to do stuff seem like it's crazy to get what you want. Sometimes you got to do stuff extraordinary to make things work for you. That's what you have to do. And to say the tree, the leaves of the tree, for the healing of what? Healing of the
nation.
And it said evil disease left them. That's the kind of stuff
it
I'm talking about.
Clear, crystal clear.
Clear. That means clear means your mind got to be clear. People's mind is all messed up. They're depressed. They're scared. One lady says, I'm scared to go out. I'm scared. The virus. Let me tell you something. If you're walking in faith, if you're walking in the power of God, you'll stop that being scared and stand forward for God to bless you quick, fast, hurry. Read on.
Now we go to Proverbs because you had me read Revelations 1 through 3. Did you want me to continue with Revelations?
Yeah, read one more verse.
Okay, the number 4 says, and they shall see his face, and his name shall be on their foreheads.
Now, what that means, Doctor, that means anointing. People, the devil know when you mark, for a mere blessing. They would look on your face, well, I would leave her alone. Because they got the power of the ancestors and power of God. And
praise
to be
God.
Marked, people can see a noise. They can see a glow on you. They can see the happy. Don't be sad, be happy. Somebody telling you, well, baby, I ain't accepting that. I'm anointed. I got God. I'm covered. When you start
praise
taking it away, they're going to put me naked. Well, you got to say, I'm covered. Hey, I got the anointing of my ancestors. I got the bloodline of my ancestors, and I'm covered, and I'm all right. They're going to leave it alone. They're going to stop talking. They're gonna, where you come from? I come from the Almighty. I come from the Creator. When you start telling them that, and then what you really get them, so you know I'm a God. They're going to run because you just know they're Christian after a while. You told her, I'm a goddess. Huh? I'm a god. Oh, they leave you alone. Oh, you crazy. Yeah, I'm crazy. I'm crazy like a fuck. You got the devil. See, Christianity devil. That Christianity devil, I forgive you. I ain't forgiving nobody. It ain't for me to forgive. That's God to forgive. I'm a hold to it. Oh, y'all ain't praying with me. Going into 22, I ain't forgiving nobody. I'm telling God to get him. Take care of it. Y'all better hear me. I'm sitting there. So sorry. I forgive. I ain't forgiving you. I can't forgive you. That's a God job. Huh? That's the ancestor job. The universe. Can you forgive the storm? Can somebody say, I forgive the tornado that hit? No. That's God. The tornado and the flood come with the power of God. The anointing of the Holy Spirit. Keep you. Glory. Hallelujah. Hold on, Dr. Christian, before you go to the other scripture.
Yes.
I got another lady on here. 21:17, Sister Pearl, you on. What you want to say?
Giving honor to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I hope that next year will be a better year for me than this year was. And I just would like to say, whatever happens, it's nothing you can do but just pray and give it to God. He's the only somebody that can do something with this and about this. And I want to thank God for everything that he do for me and for my family.
Well, I want God for you, Mother Pearl. I just want you to hang in there. God got some good things for you. And whatever you need, you begin to ask God for it. And he's going to put it in your vibration. Now, I see you. I see 2022 going to be good for you. And God, that long lifespan. So you got to ask God. You got to say, God, I want life. Right now, I'm going to speak long life. Long lifespan right now. And the Father, Son of God, I curse Abaddon, the devil. Get out of it. Get out of the mind. Get out of the body. Get out around them. Bring love and joy, Michael, Raphael, Bobby, and all the archangels. Woo! Read on, Dr. Christian.
I'm going to Proverbs really quick. And it says, Proverbs 22, verse 1 through 3, says, a good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and loving favor rather than silver and gold. The rich and the poor meet together. The Lord is the maker of them all. A prudent
now,
man for this.
Listen to what you just said. I don't care what all the money somebody got. They got to come in by God. And I'm telling you that when you can stand up and tell the truth and say, see, and what happened to this country? It's been lying. By slavery, lying. And they're all coming out. What do you think all these floods and storms coming? They coming out because of negativity. They're coming out of this witchcraft being done on black and poor people. It's coming out. There's storms after storms. Blood. Fires after fires. Can't nobody stop them. They ain't got nothing in their bag to stop a hurricane, to stop a tornado, to stop a flood, to stop the fire burning. Lightning come, huh? The God of lightning, the God of storm, the Lord, God of water, the God of wind begin to put judgment down. It behooves me and you to serve God with a right mind and a right spirit. Don't let nobody take you from what you believe. I believe there's a God in the universe. I believe in my mama, my grandma, and all my ancestors is walking with me. I want you to get what we entered up. 23:20.
Okay, you want me to get Exodus 23:20?
Yeah. Because
okay.
I want people to walk with that in 2022. This is the last month of the year. Last Sunday. So going into next Sunday, you got to be joyful. You don't come sad. Oh, I get the all is well. Sort of using the word all as well. I don't see it. It ain't for me to see it. But God's going to bring it. The ancestors are going to bring what you want. You have not because you ask not. You ask, well, they said, man, so I was talking to the tree. The way you talking to the tree? Because my mother used to sit at this tree all the time, and I meet her there. They said, leave him alone. But he got everything he wanted. I'm telling you tonight, today, when you reach out for your ancestors, they're going to come through the angels, through the prophets. You got it?
Okay, you said Exodus 20 and 22?
No, Exodus 23 and 20. 23
and 20, okay. All right, and it says, behold, I sent an angel before thee to keep thee in thy way.
Stop right there. Hold it. It said, behold. That means you got to get ready. See, Talking in tongues don't get you nowhere. Shouting don't get you nowhere. Righteous, a right man and a right woman. When you're righteous in your mind, you're righteous in your thoughts. When people come to you unrighteous, they're going to run from you. You ain't got to, when they lie to you, you're going to know. They're going to stay out of your vibration. Righteous. He said, I'm going to send what? Go ahead on.
He said, behold, I will send an angel before thee to keep thee in thy way and to bring thee.
Hold it. He said, behold, you stand still or something happened. Good God Almighty. Something's going to happen in 2022. You got to stand still and you got to call on God. Call on the ancestor. Call on angel. Read.
And keep thee in thy way and bring thee into the place which I have prepared.
God got a place already prepared for you, but you can't get it because you ain't righteous. What you mean by that, bitch? Because you done bought into all this street mess. You done bought into, I'm going to die. Bought into, if I don't get it, I'm going to die. You bought into all that, but you got to know God got a place for you, and it's set up for you and me. You got to accept what God's going to give you, man. Read on.
Beware of him and obey his voice. Provoke him not, for he will not pardon your transgressions, for my name is in him.
Now, when he says his name is in him, that he's sent by God, when the angel comes, one lady said, I seen this big black goat. I said, baby, that was an angel. All angels is white. You've been programmed to white folks. I just want to have a white angel. You break the top. Oh, y'all better hear what I'm saying. I found a picture out of the black Madonna, that black Jesus and the black Mother Mary. Some of y'all can't. That's just what I'm saying. But I want you to get it right. And she said, it came to me again. And I said, is you my angel? The angel just smiled. Well, angel, you looking for a white angel with droopy hair? He ain't coming, baby. He gonna come the color of you, huh? You black, he coming black. Y'all believe what I'm saying? I know y'all like that because you're so programmed to everything white. But I'm telling you, that he said, listen to the angel coming. One man said, I ain't no color. Oh yeah, it do mean something. They tell you, they program you. It don't mean nothing. They do. What color is your mama? What color is your daddy? That's a mix. And you probably got in you and some white in you anyway. But you're coming black. You hear what I'm saying? Read on.
But if thou shalt indeed obey his voice and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy unto the enemy and an adversary unto thy adversary.
What he's saying, if you just stand still, he don't work for you. You have not because you ask not. Next year, breaking curses and hexes is going to happen. Prophecy for 2022. Divine healing prophecy for 2022. Or what you got, Exodus 14:14.
Now,
some of you ain't ready for this. You want to bam, bam, thank you, ma'am, lie, and get over. And when you do that, the wages of sin is death. The gift of God is eternal life. But if you just let go this morning, as you go into 2022, it's going to be a blessing. Some of you don't want to let go of alcohol. You don't want to let go of cocaine. You don't want to let go of homosexuality because you say it's normal. It's all right. It's not all right. You don't want to let go of lying. It's something. See, the Bible says nothing but the pure in heart. Just see God. Oh, y'all ain't going to pray with me. Going into 22, you got to say, I confess. And God, make me a new woman, make me a new man, while I'm able to deal and help somebody. You can't help nobody if you're an alcoholic. You can't help nobody if you're cocaine sniffer. You can't help nobody if you're a big liar, you're going to lie right through the end. Peter. Don't nobody know. God knows. The ancient folk. Read.
Exodus 14:14. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace.
Thank you. I want to say one thing. Let go and let God fight your battle. Whatever battle you in right now, leave it alone. If it's with your husband, with some of your family members, leave it alone. God will fight the battle, and God will take them out. Graveyard did. You ain't got to wait no virus come. If you let God fight the battle, they're going to fall anyway. Husband, wife, sister, brother, whoever, friends out there. I had one lady that they was messing with on the job. I gave her angel. The lady fell down the stairs and broke her leg. Somehow somebody pushed me. Yeah, the angel pushed her for cutting up and cutting people out. It said, hold your peace. And that means that you give it to God and begin to pray. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. God, the job that you want, the new house that you want, the new car, whatever you want, give it to God and hold your peace. You ain't got to fight nobody about it. Give it to God. He says he's going to send an angel. The angel is from God. I wish I had somebody. Going into 2022, it's going to be some new things. You're going to learn some things. You're going to see some UFOs. I already said, and they got machines like prison. They can hook you up like a car, see everything going on in your body. That's going to come out. They got cars that they're making, that they ain't going to need no gas. They got trucks. They got airplanes. They ain't going to need no gas. They're running by electric. It's going to be 22, 23, 24. It's going to be a drastic change. I just thank God he's going to let us be here to see it and experience it, because the demon spirits have come out. They come out the closet. But only if you got God, they can't miss it, because they see the mark in your forehead. They know that you're anointed woman, a man of God, and whenever you speak, God's going to come quick, fast, and inherit it. I just feel that 22 can open up many doors. But I'm going to give a little prophecy, Dr. Fisher. We're going to have down around Mississippi, Louisiana, we have ice storm in 2022. And up in Chicago, I say Illinois, Indiana, Minnesota, Wisconsin, blizzards. We already get the blizzards up in Minnesota now as I speak. But it's going to go on to Chicago, we're going to have blizzards. Snow like you never seen. So get ready. Get your boots out. Get ready. These things going to be happening. And I want to tell you right now, every door closed, God open up. All you got to do is say, I'm seeking for what I want for 22. And the widow woman, when the man came to the widow woman, she said, I ain't got nothing to do. Okay, I'm going to sin and die. The prophets are giving to me. And when she's going to see people coming to her door. No, it's getting okay. God's going to make you a supply house in 22. God's going to up your mind where you can go in your business, and your business is going to be successful, and the money going to be in place that you need to get. I said it. I won't take it back. And Dr. Fisher, I want to tell you, there's a house on the corner I want you to look at. And it's where you can set up your business at. Thank you, kind spirit. And let me tell you, it's money already being allocated for your business. Another young lady going to be working with you, this prophecy. And I see it's working for you. Thank you. I want you to know, Chelsea, I want you, and as you look, you're going to find your daddy, your grandmother, Roe Parker, Andy Parker, Melvin Parker, them spirits going to be with you. They're going to guide you to a place that you need to get your house in order. And you buy this house. And the money going to be a place for you to get it. Thank you, kind spirit. That's what God said. I want you to know God is able to do anything but fail. And as we go out the air today, I want to leave this with you.
He's got the heart.